Well, thanks so much for staying with High Plains Morning. And in the studio with me right now, I have Dr. Alex Hunt, professor of English at West Texas A&M University. He is also the Haley Professor of Western Studies. He edits the Panhandle Plains Historical Review, and he runs CSAW, which is my favorite acronym to say. It's the Center for the Studies of the American West. And I asked Alex to come in here today to talk to us about the lecture happening this Thursday with Dr. Brian DeLay. Welcome to High Plains Morning, Alex.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thanks for coming in here. I think the lecture series that you do down at WTE, the CSAW, all this stuff is so fascinating. And I know that people across the High Plains would be really interested in hearing what you have cooking and who you have coming in. Tell us a little bit about the lecture series that's going on this Thursday on October 19th at WTE.
Yeah, so this Thursday, October 19th, at the Panhandle Plains Historical Museum, we'll have Professor Brian DeLay. He's a professor at the University of California, Berkeley, and he's the author of a book called War of a Thousand Deserts, which is a great title, I think.
I think it's a great title, and it sounds, it just puts us right on the High Plains.
Multiple award-winning book, and its subtitle is Indian Raids and the U.S.-Mexican War. Mm. It was published by Yale University Press in 2008. And what's interesting about this book is the way it sort of retells the history of the American Southwest in a kind of binational way. So you hear the story from both the U.S. perspective and from the Mexican perspective in terms of how the historical source work is done. But also what's fascinating about it is that it really shows the ways in which indigenous tribes, notably the Comanches, had a significant impact on the way all this history transpired. And that's sort of the untold story in all of that.
So his book that he wrote, is that going to be kind of the content of the lecture series or the lecture on Thursday?
Well, I think it'll be the book is part of a larger context for the lecture. The title of the lecture is The Texas Gun Frontier and the Travails of Mexican History.
Another great title.
Yeah. And I think that both has to do with the context of his book in the sense that it talks about the difficulties of conducting research in Mexican frontier history, but also takes the book forward in that it, I think he's going to get into this sort of history of the gun trade. Arms trade, and how that has been an aspect of American diplomacy on the borderlands. Or at least that's my understanding of sort of how where he's going with that.
Now, the book that he wrote, War of a Thousand Deserts, was that specifically set in Texas, or was that kind of further? Tell me a little bit about the book.
It's much to do with Texas in that it starts sort of in the 1830s during the period when the U.S., Texas was part of Mexico, and the U.S. was kind of pushing southwest and making clear that they had designs on that territory. And so that begins to have complications for the Comanches, who are, of course, important actors in the stage of history in that place at that time. But then the book also continues on westward along the what would become the border after the Mexican War of 1846 to 1848 and so on.
So I think this is going to be really fascinating to people that live, you know, on the High Plains, all across the High Plains, people that are really interested in the, you know, the history of the Native Americans, the history of, you know, guns and all that stuff. And it's just highly relevant right now with like so much gun debate and hearing about where this all started. So tell me a little bit about what exactly a borderlands historian is. It's the first time I've heard someone is specifically a borderlands historian.
Right. Well, this is not my field, but my understanding of it is it's a fairly young field within American history or Western American history. And as it sounds, it's a study of kind of transnational perspectives and these kind of border spaces that are broader and far more complex than a line on a map would suggest. So it's sort of probing the diplomatic, military, and cultural histories that are part of borderland spaces.
So that the lecture again is going to be this Thursday, October 19th. It's at 7:30 p.m. However, there is an open Q&A before that.
Yes, that's at the Cornett Library on campus of West Texas A&M University. And so at that event, it's kind of oriented toward our students at West Texas A&M University, but it's absolutely open to the general public and whoever is interested. And that Q&A tends to talk about the lecturer's discipline, certainly, so history, borderlands history, and so forth. But also just people often ask questions about writing, getting published, that sort of thing. It's, mm-hmm. it's okay. really a pretty wide open conversation.
So yeah, if this is a topic that interests you, write this down. 3 to 4 p.m., open Q&A, Blackburn Room at the Cornett Library on campus at WT, and then the lecture's at 7:30 p.m. the same night.
And at again, the museum.
At the museum, and that's at Panhandle Plains. So the Texas Gun Frontier and the Travails of Mexican History, and there is a reception and book signing after that. So you got a full day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about Seesaw. How long you guys been around and what you've been working on?
Yeah, we founded Seesaw about a year ago at West Texas A&M. And we have several areas that we're developing. One is curricular. That is for West Texas A&M students and also for regional high school students. We're working on curriculum that has to do with the history and culture of our region as part of the greater American West. We are also doing public programming, various kinds of events, the NAHL lectures in October and April being the main events, but we do a lot of other smaller things as well. And then third has to do with supporting and furthering research, new research in the American West or in the history of the Panhandle. And we do that through awarding research grants and other things like that.
And now, what are some of the other lectures that you've hosted in recent history? And what else do you have coming up or things that you're maybe got in the cooker?
Yeah, well, recently we've had some pretty big names. We had Patricia Limerick, an important historian from the University of Colorado. We had the novelist Philip Meyer, who wrote The Sun, which is now a series syndicated on AMC. We also recently had S.C. Gwynn, author of Empire of the Summer Moon. And we're currently working on who we're going to have this April. We haven't quite pinned that down yet. But
we'll leave the suspense hanging.
I will come back and tell you about
that. Okay. All right. So for more information about Center for the Studies of the American West, you can always email seesaw@wtamu.edu. You can also call 806-651-5238 if you have any questions about this lecture series. And you guys are on Facebook as well.
Absolutely. Looking for likes on Facebook.
Looking for likes. This is Seesaw is digging for likes. And this lecture is sponsored by a grant from the Humanities Texas. It's the state affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities and Sybil B. Harrington College of Fine Arts and Humanities. I'm so excited that you guys have really like turned this into this, you know, it seems like you're getting a lot of attention because you're so specialized and there are so many people across the U.S. that are just fascinated by our region.
I agree. And I think, you know, there are a lot of people who live here who have a great appreciation for our history and for the culture of the area. But I also feel like there are a lot of people who don't know much of that history. And so I hope that we can bring them in and win them over.
All right. Well, that's Seesaw. So all of you across the High Plains, this one's worth the drive. Come on out this Thursday. Open Q&A, 3 to 4 p.m. October 19th with Dr. Brian DeLay. And then 7:30 p.m. his lecture, Texas Gun Frontier and the Travails of Mexican History. Alex, thank you so much for coming in and telling folks about this. I think this is going to be a fantastic lecture.
It was very nice of you to have me.